Hey. Nice to see you guys.
Hi.
I'm like, what's going on over there? We're playing light show with all the sign-in names.
Yeah, there's a Steam account, and I was doing the cohort call on Friday. So when I went to sign in, that's how it brought me up.
Oh, you had the applied death that sparkle.
Yeah, it's the team. Yeah.
Cool.
Nice.
Highlighted.
All right, well, we'll give it a couple minutes. I just
I actually can't stay the whole time. I have another something at the top of the hour.
Okay.
But I figured I'd at least make an effort to check in with what I need to do.
Yeah, I do the blueprint part, and then you can do the work chunk afterward.
Yeah, I'm going through this. I don't know where these stacks of papers come from, and it's like, oh shit, I haven't done that yet.
Right.
Anyway, good to see everyone.
Two. I'm actually, yeah. I'm in Brooklyn, New York today. I'm at my sister's house, so
Oh, yay.
it's fun to be in a new locale. Of course, this morning I'm like, wait, how do I get into the Zoom?
Yeah.
Ah.
My dad's from Brooklyn.
What's that?
My dad is from Brooklyn.
Oh, nice. I just put my 13-year-old
Bloodline
son.
that runs through there.
Yeah. Well, it's a good place to be from. I just put my 13-year-old son and 11-year-old nephew on the subway by themselves, which my nephew who lives here has never done. So
Oh, hi.
that was an exciting, like, okay, free range parenting. Like, let's go.
Yeah, my husband's Brooklyn born and bred. Went from Brooklyn to Long Island.
Nice.
Only time he lived outside of New York was when he was in the Navy.
Very cool. Good place to be from.
He keeps trying to teach me how to just have a fuck it attitude. It doesn't work. I think you have to have the water or the air like in your cells from birth for that to
Yeah. Well, my parents are both from New York City, but then they went to college in Boston. So I have this like Boston, New York thing.
Yeah.
We can do classes, Anne, if you'd like.
Totally.
Anyway, let's
Well, yeah, let's get
work.
started.
I may not stay on for the whole call, but I might. But if I disappear and I forget, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for making these calls available this past year. It has been a huge asset having the structure and the container of the call, having your guidance with it, holding that space, holding that container, reminding me, shepherding through the process. It's been huge, and I'm gonna miss it a lot. And I mean, I'm not saying I will, but I'm not saying that I won't, like, hit you up on Facebook, like, you want to co-work? But for real, this has been
Well, if you notice the people on the screen next to you, it's not like it's going to disappear.
I feel like there's an opportunity here, and we can, even if we just did it not for pay or anything, where we just like let's blueprint once a month, like I'm totally into doing that because I am going to be, I have a whole schedule shift and work shift, so it's going to be very important to me too.
I
So,
need a mug.
right.
You
We'll get team mugs. How about that? That'll be our
Glass. How about a cut glass?
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Well, and thank you. I mean, it's been such an honor to me to be able to do these calls with you guys, and I've gotten so much out of it too. And it's been an honor and privilege, of course. Like, and I've loved getting to know all of you. So yeah.
Same,
Awesome.
same.
I just wanted to say that before we got started,
Thank you.
just in case. So.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm glad you reminded me that this is the last one too, which I had in my head, but after like putting kids on subway, my head was not quite here yet. So yeah, I mean, I'm really thank you. Yeah, and you guys still have more CMC to do after, like one more or
One more.
one more. Okay, yeah. good, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad to have been on that journey with you guys.
Anne, are you doing advanced again?
I am not doing advanced as a participant. We have it scheduled right now for January and have to finalize dates. I will be offering a bonus class right. as part of advanced instead. So we'll be advanced adjacent.
I saw that you were doing a class. That's amazing.
It seemed like that was all she was offering for a circle, and I still really need a circle. So I jumped on it again.
Yeah. Well, we got us too, but I just.
Watch, Imbal and I will never get partnered.
That would be funny, wouldn't it? I will, with the stuff that I'm just trying to like get handled with my health and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I need
it's a lot. And you're, just, and you're doing to, RISE and it's a lot.
Yeah, I'm just not able to give the structures the attention right now. And so,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like my hemoglobin's 9 right now. Like,
well, that's a big thing. The physical stuff you're going through yeah. that needs some space and that's good. It's yeah. all part of it.
So let's take a
circle. It's like, it's, you know, it morphs and adjusts, right. But it's still there, which is
yeah. Cool. Yeah. So.
All right. So.
All right. Let's get started.
Thank you for speaking that out loud, Anne.
Yeah. So we're gonna Shemet, hi, how are you? All right, maybe she, oh, here she goes.
Oh, I'm good. Hi.
Hi, welcome. I don't know that we've actually you've been on this call before, so I'm Caitlin. I know you know everybody else, but glad that you're here.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we're going to spend the first half an hour working on your blueprint, right? So getting your goals and your action steps and calendaring that out. And then those of you who can stick around for the next part, it'll be about 45 minutes of work time. So picking one of those action steps and actually doing it during our time together. I'll keep the Zoom open. I'll probably, you know, mute and be off camera, but if anyone has questions or wants to discuss anything, I'm here for that too. So great. So the first question or the first thing to do is write down your 1 to 3 goals for the month of August. And August is an interesting month. And I know you guys are wrapping up CMC. We were just talking about that like, you know, there is this continuation of your work going, even though CMC is not, and August is often vacation time and all that. So, you know, just be really honest about what you actually are going to be able to do during this next month. One goal is more than enough if it's just that. And it can be an inner or an outer goal. It can be, you know, getting a number of clients. It can be organizing your office. It can be resting. Like, so whatever that is for you, write those down and feel free to put them in the chat. And then after you guys share what your goals are, I have some questions for you.
And if anybody would like a handy dandy form to fill in with the questions already in it, I made shareable documents in that Drive link. There's one that's a Word document if you like filling things in on your computer, and then there's one if you like printing things out and taking into coffee shops. Feel free to grab those if it makes your life easier.
Awesome, Anne. Thank you so much. That's great. Definitely, let's see what your goals are in the chat so we can all hold them too. Not that we're responsible for them, but sharing that holding. Oh my God, you guys, I have full screen on, so I didn't see that chats were coming through. Okay, great. So then the journaling question is, why have you chosen these goals and how will they help you move forward with your biggest business goals? So you can grab Anne's thing there, but I'll also type them in here. And feel free to share that. We're also a small enough group where you could share that in the chat, or if you want to share it aloud. I love that a lot of you are including taking care of yourself in this. And the next question is, how do you want to feel as you accomplish these goals? And it's so true that if you don't have your health in order, it's really hard to get anything else done, right? I'm just reading the last thing you wrote about prioritizing your time of grace. Are you saying that like that has to be something that's in there? Because otherwise.
Yeah, especially the being summer break and she's so busy. You know, she's band camp, she has summer homework. She's starting to be able to see her friends again and she's going into 10th grade. Like the years are flying by. So when I don't prioritize spending time with her on purpose, mm-hmm. and get to a place where I feel like, oh, all this other stuff that I think I have to do pushes that out, I get into a really kind of polarized black and white, well, I'm not doing any of that. I'm going to spend all of my time with her. And when it's not on purpose, then it makes me feel stressed out about what I'm not doing for business or for home or, you know, for self. And I, you know, and with the health stuff, like not attending to things sooner has definitely made this a more difficult situation that's gonna just take longer to resolve. So it's like, okay, I'm trying to be gentle with myself. That's like, that's the energy, is like at peace with my choices and gentle with myself about what I can accomplish. Like that's the energy. So did that make sense?
It totally makes sense. And I think it really speaks to the whole purpose of doing blueprinting and planning, is because then everything overlaps and everything interferes and everything feels in competition with each other.
Yeah.
Instead of like having intentional time for each of the things that are important. Mm-hmm. So absolutely. And you know, it's, for me, it's a continued learning, right? Like even just this traveling I'm doing right now, it's like, I'm all over the place with too many people, I can't always plan everything perfectly. And so none of us can, but having the intention at least of really knowing what our priorities are and then having actions around that. So it's not all like bleeding into each other and feeling like too much. Yeah, good. Anyone else want to share like about how you want to feel as you accomplish these goals? I think you've all shared your goals, right? Yeah. All right, well, the next step is...
I was gonna share.
Oh, go ahead, Shannon, sorry.
It's okay, I'm kind of losing my voice, so if it goes on in and out, I'm not trying to act sexy or anything.
Okay.
I want to do it with flow, you know, like ease and flow and not be stressed about it and just be like in a natural rhythm about it instead of feeling like I'm the hare and I got to win the race. Like I want to be the tortoise. I don't want to be the hare anymore. I'm over.
Totally. So what can you do to ensure that you stay with that energy of the tortoise energy? What helps you?
Well, the universe is definitely slowing me down right now on purpose.
Yeah.
So that's interesting how that always seems to happen to me. I either get sick or I hurt myself or something makes me slow down. But I don't want to do that anymore. I want to keep, I don't know how to remember. Yeah. If anybody has some suggestions, I don't know how to remember because it's like I get amnesia and then I fall back into that patriarchal, like I got to get all this stuff done. And then I get knocked back by getting sick or something happens. And then I go, oh yeah.
Right.
Slow down.
It's like you want to remember it before you get sick. And yeah. It's also sort of what I was talking about with Anne, where it's like having the habit of being intentional with how you spend your time, noticing when you're in the hair, you know, track on the race and like choosing to step off of it. So maybe it's like scheduling the downtime that you need, you know, putting those like more fun things into your life too, but it just depends on what it is for you that just like allows you to step off of the track.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Is that helpful?
Yeah, it is helpful. I've always been very resistant of schedules, but now I'm starting to get why you do them. Yeah. Thank you.
Right. But I mean, same. I've known Joanna in blueprinting for many years, and it still is like not always the most natural thing. But every time the lesson is always like advanced planning really helps ease things. So
I just want to say here that I know from my experience that being in mother mode, you kind of have to just be hovering and wait for things to show up. And then to organize myself into a business has been like, it's such the other end of the spectrum of everything. So there's that. And I know you both have people still at home with you. So, everybody. So there's just be mindful of that. It's that ebb and flow of, you know, everything that you already know is required. Like I need this in my schedule, like making office hours for me is also for everyone else so that they leave me alone so I can do what I need. And it's not that I'm neglecting my mother duties. You know, obviously, you know, if your kids are older, they should be, they're on their way to being independent. So let's practice that, you know.
It's setting a boundary for sure. It's teaching them too, because you're right, like with little children, you're constantly responding to every little thing and you need to be. And then here it's about just being less like reactive to everything and like, you know, being more mindful of what you're.
Oh, it's this inner disconnection that we have. And it's okay to say, are you bleeding? Well, then you need to wait, you know, and it's tough, but that's part of our inner journeys as women who have been in this other mode for so long. And it's kind of nice to be in that mode where you can just ebb and flow with the day because you never know when someone's going to need you. So I just want to put that out there that that's what I know about this whole blueprinting and scheduling and everything. It's serious work. And it's so much easier to just be like, well, I'm just in the flow. And
I'll just go go with the flow.
I just gotta sit outside. The kids are out. I gotta sit outside. It's a nice day. And
and whether or not you have children of your own, I feel like it can still be a natural tendency to just like, you're connecting to other people. You're used to just responding to other people's needs. And so it's you know, yeah, it's definitely a shift, a habit shift, and like an inner commitment shift.
Right. So when we're in these conversations in our heads and the way we speak to ourselves about whether we're able to schedule or not, it's not that we're missing anything. It's just that our skills and abilities have been in a different range for a good amount of time.
Yeah, totally.
So I just wanted to put that out there.
That was really, really helpful. That was really, that really hit the nail on the head. And what Anne said too, I have been feeling like it's either the family or it's the business, and like that black and white thinking. And it's when I get tired. Yeah.
Of course.
Because even when we're sitting in our office space, it's like the radio stations are still playing in the other room. And it's finding that ability to just, it's okay to turn off the individual radio stations of, and you can still feel the threads and all the things, you know? So there's a lot of energetics that's involved with it as well. And it's work. It's work to rearrange ourselves in that way and rearrange everybody else along with it. I was saying this on Friday, but
yeah,
I like the idea of turning the frequencies of the radio station though.
Right. That's putting some earplugs in.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and it's just another level of, you know, every new baby that would come along, before I sat down to nurse him, I check with everybody, you all set? Because I'm sitting down here, and you know, it's just another level of, you guys all set? Because I'm about to just be in my room for, you know, X amount of time, and I cannot be disturbed. And, you know, and the my grandsons that live in the house, they understand Zoom because they both had Zoom classes. So when they, if they break in the room, they're 5 and 7 and they see me up on Zoom, they go, oops, sorry. So, you know, they get it. They're 5 and 7, you know, certainly someone in their teens can just like, hold on a second,
right?
Practice. I always thought of the teen years as like high school is like the halfway house. I let them make all their mistakes in high school so that I can, like you were talking free range, Caitlin, you know, just let them pretend, because they already think they're friggin' adults. Just let them make all their mistakes when I'm here to help them, because once they go off to college or, you know, go out of the house, they're on their own, you know, so let them.
I feel like it goes the other way too. Like, not only will they be okay, but we'll also be okay. I think that's the other piece that, like,
right,
you know, that we'll be okay as we don't connect to everyone's needs all the time. And I feel like that's like the inner shift too, that, you know, we have to take as we're prioritizing our own businesses and our own lives.
Yeah. The goal is independence, that they be perfectly, completely independent. I did so well with my son that he lived several years in Southeast Asia, but that's just, you know, I was good. I did my job.
Right thing, exactly. So, yeah. All right, let's move on to the goal, the breakdown, right? So with these three goals, you want to break it down into 30 to 60 minute action steps. So chunk up the goals. So, you know, if it's about, you know, having fun and vacation and, you know, involve, like, what specific things do you want to schedule in there? You know, for what do you need to do for your marketing vision? So just get those down. As you're writing these down, if you're finishing your list, the next piece is writing dates down, the specific date in August that you're going to do this action. I sometimes will put the week in my list of actions. And then as I'm looking at the calendar, I'll pick specific dates after that. But I'll initially like order by the week of the month first and then put the calendar date in. And then the journaling question is, what might stand in your way of doing these action steps? This could be an inner piece or an outer piece. Last question is, what can you do about that? Did I already say that? So what might stand in your way and what can you do about that? So is your wise warrior someone that you connect in with?
It's from the last advance Joanna did.
Oh, nice.
Friday. Yeah.
Great.
If she'll let you, it's a valuable one to listen.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah.
That's good.
Are you guys ready to do your work chunk? I know not all of you guys can stick around, but I'll stay as long as anyone is here to stay. So the action now is to pick one of the steps on your list that you want to work on during the next 45 minutes. So if you want to share in the chat what you're going to accomplish during this time, if you are going to do it now. And then also what is the energy you want to bring with that? So what are you going to do and what energy are you going to bring as you do it? And share in chat or verbally. Right, Anne, great. What's the energy you want to bring? Or maybe you're typing it. Capable and determined. I love it. Yeah. Good. Lissa. Hello. Lissa, when you say confidence and clarity, what's the action you're going to take?
Oh, I'm meeting with my social media person tomorrow, and it's going to probably be one of our last ones. I'm going to make a list of all the pieces I want to make sure I have for standard operating procedure and what's the flow of all the things.
Awesome. Okay. And Shamet, what's the energy you want to bring? Oh, whimsical fun energy. I love it. Okay.
And I'll say it too, thank you so much for this time that we've been sharing all this time, because I'm gonna peace out a bit earlier.
Okay, you're welcome. It's been a pleasure. Good, grounded, peaceful energy in Ball. I love it. Outlining pieces of
still of the blueprint.
Oh great, okay, got it. Yeah. Cool. All right, well, so I think everyone has shared. Take a moment just to connect into your intention and that energy you want to bring into this work chunk. This is a sacred commitment you're making to yourself, and we're doing this together in order to support and hold that commitment for each other. We all know how valuable community is, especially as entrepreneurs, and it's just a wonderful thing to do things together in circle and having that energy of support and accountability. But it all starts with that sacred commitment to yourself. Let's just take one big full deep breath in and let it out with a sigh. And you're off. I'm here if you have questions. Otherwise, we'll meet back. So it's 1:40. We can meet back at like 2:25. Did I do that correctly? Yeah. that just gives us like 5 minutes to wrap up. Or since some of you guys have to leave earlier, should we just check back in earlier? And then those of you who need to leave? Okay. Let's just meet at 2:20. Okay, 2:20, but I'm here.
2:20, what Pacific time?
Sorry, Eastern.
Eastern, thank you.
So in about 40 minutes from now.
Yeah, 20 minutes past the hour, whatever hour you have.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry for not clarifying that. Hey, if you're there and you want to jump back on, ready to wrap up? Hi.
Hello.
So I'd love to hear some celebrations, even if you didn't fully accomplish what you set out to. What do you want to celebrate? And why don't you guys each go? We can take a turn. Shall I pick someone? Shamet, do you want to go?
Sure. Well, funny enough, as soon as I got in there, it's like a lot of the work has already been done. So it was actually just needing to be organized. So it was already all there.
Right.
So celebrating the fact that I did all the hard work already, so that's good.
Yay, I love that. That's so nice. Such a relief, right?
Yeah. Because we've been on a holiday and my little boy and I both got sick. So it's nice to have like all of that done before so that I don't have to do it now. It's good.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Because now it's about getting better and resting. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. And I want to celebrate the fact that I'm acutely aware that what I'm teaching is about extreme self-care and I just want to celebrate the fact of how aware I am of, of what I need to do. It's another thing to actually do it, but I'm aware of it. So it's good.
Yeah. Well, you're right. That's always the first step is the awareness, right? And it might need, repeating the pattern a few more times with awareness before you're like catching it before repeating. But the awareness is key.
You know what I want to do is I actually want to make some art, like a painting or something about the tortoise and the hare, and then put it on my wall where I always see it, and then it'll remind me.
Oh, that's so great. I love that. Yeah, really good.
Yeah. It came to me when we were speaking before. So, yeah, it sounds
good.
I'll post it when I'm done.
Okay, good. I'd love to see it.
Thank you.
And what about you? What are you celebrating?
It just feels good to get things checked off the list, and this has been such a frustrating time. So even though what I set out to do, what got done were different things, they were different things because, I did this, like I had to return the phone call to my doctor's office to be able to get the information to do the records releases, but I couldn't get the person I needed, but I was able to, leave a message, which will end up actually getting two or three things done when they call me back. So in the long run, that's going to be more efficient. And then, in the meantime, let me look at this other data. And I found out that there's an app that I'd been using for years. I may not use the file the way that it is because it's 210 pages long, but I was able to download a whole bunch of health data into one file. So I'm not going to have to retype everything. I can just select and move over most of what I need. And so it's going to be more efficient. And it was just like, I'm also celebrating that really good reminder that planning changes as soon as you take the next step because you see something different about the path or about the plan. And, so for as frustrated as I am that I can't seem to get the information about how the new doctor's office wants to receive the records quite yet, because I want to, it's like 11th in line in the phone queue and I'm like, no, I'm not going to sit on hold for half an hour today.
Right.
But I can get everything else set except for those check boxes, mm-hmm. And that for me is yet another celebration of how far I've come in this last, even just in this last year of not seeing that and going, you know, it wasn't all exactly the way I thought, therefore I'm a failure.
Yeah.
You know, that's huge.
That is huge.
You know, and that gives me the space to say, all right, I put in good focused work. I can make a choice now about, do I want to do something different next? Mm-hmm. Or do I want to just bookmark this and like go make a cake with Grace for the rest of the afternoon before she has to go do an errand that her dad's meeting her for, you know, and then go to the parent band booster. Like, I don't want to go to this band booster meeting, but I need the information and I'm the only one who will show up. So if she's going to do color guard, I have to do that. And so it's like, I'm feeling better about finding some balance between those things, even just within the context of the day.
Yeah. And finding the fluidity within it, right? That it doesn't have to be rigid. And I think that's why a lot of like creative entrepreneurial types resist planning, because it feels like it has to be like this rigid structure that like you're married to forever and it's permanent. And like, it's so about having flow with it. But like the water glass metaphor that Joanna always talks about with the container image, it's like setting that container so that the water can still flow within it. All right. Everything of like the banks of the river. It's like when there's no river banks, the water just spreads out across everything and it dissipates. And the power comes from like that container and that direction you get to choose. So the other piece you said is getting to choose.
Yeah. And that, what you just said about the riverbank. So my office, now that it's, you know, I have an office, mm-hmm. looks out into our backyard, and right now the trees are in full leaf, so I can't see the river, but there's a river behind our house. And this year we had such profound flooding events that the shape of the riverbanks is completely and irrevocably changed. And, you know, there's places where it undercuts and where trees have fallen over because there was no dirt underneath their roots anymore.
Right.
You know, and so we go down there every few weeks just to kind of observe, just like, hey, I wonder what that's doing, especially if it's rain. But like that when things are in flood, when there's too much flowing through, there's a good side and a bad side to that changing the shape of the container. And
yeah.
So for myself, checking in about, am I metering the flow within the container in a way that lets the container keep integrity?
Totally.
And that's the question I think I haven't really asked myself in the past. And like no accident, I think that there's some of the physical stuff that's happening for me that's causing the anemia is just completely unchecked flow.
Yeah.
It's just like it's not, it's like a total overshare, but it's not periods really anymore. I mean, it is periods, but the level of flow is more on par with childbirth and postpartum, you know, every few days instead of like normal. And so not being able to contain that is damaging the container.
Yeah, totally. So, totally. It's like your body's experiencing the manifestation of saying yes to too many things is what I'm hearing. It's like you're just like, bring it all on, I can take it, and like you can't.
No. And so it's helpful to be able to connect those dots.
Yeah.
And to be reminded how much I value this kind of co-working and blueprinting, because other people say something and then it sparks an inspiration here and I am such a verbal processor that when I don't have that interaction with people, it's the downside of being a solopreneur. When I don't have that interaction, I miss out on so much inspiration. So I really value the opportunity to connect in these containers. So thank you again.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing, and thank you both for being here. And it's such a pleasure to get to do this with you all. So thank you.
Yeah.
I want to add to the, so we just went camping all throughout Sweden, and we swam in rivers, lakes, the ocean, like bought like so much, you know, and the last one was in a river. And so you're talking about the river metaphor and, and it's funny because that's the next module in my priestess training is water, the element of water and the container and like the metaphor of the rivers and the lakes and the ocean and like everything that you guys were just talking about. And we were coming back in to back into Stockholm, and in Sweden, there's all these underground tunnels and they have artwork in them. And they had a big screen with a river. And I was like, God, the river, the river, the river. And then to hear you talking about the river. And I think, you know, Svadhisthana is all about the emotions too. Mm-hmm. And the emotions and the water, you know, and being able to have the emotional intelligence of feeling the emotions. Like, and sometimes they are like a waterfall, sometimes they're like a river, and sometimes they're a bit stagnant like a pond.
Yeah.
And then being really aware of where we are emotionally and really honoring the emotional aspect is so important.
Yeah.
So it's a big theme right now of mine, of what I'm going through with grief.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
And I think that's why I got sick too, is like, just, you know, when you're going through so many different emotions. Okay, I'll stop talking because I'm going to lose my voice.
Well, but I think that's exactly right. We're talking about a physical manifestation. There's an emotional connection. There's a spiritual peace. Well, I just wish you guys the best on this journey, and finding flow where you can and building containers where you can. And I'm sure I'll be in circle with you again. All right. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks again. Enjoy Brooklyn and your
sister,
your family.
All right. I will. Bye.